Wow, it really filled up in here quickly. So she is not nearly as pretty as my mother. My brother and I make faces at her when she's not looking. Her dress is always too tight and her hair is teased and dyed, but she makes my father feel young again. But my mother doesn't know about her. See, one day she and my father dropped me and my brother off at the Main Street movie complex, giving us $20 each. And we ate our way through all things good, buttery, and sweet. And 8 hours later, we step out onto the sidewalk to await our father. But he never comes. So we board the last bus of the day, our stomachs aching, not from the pounds of butter and sugar and salt, but from what we knew would happen once we arrived back home. Just as we step off the bus, our daddy's white Cadillac speeds up beside us. "Daddy," we yell as if we had not seen him in all of our years. Just then, our mother peeks out the front door, her head a halo of blue plastic rollers. "Come inside," she yells, "before you catch your death." And we fall in line, her army of misfits sitting down to a dinner of my father's favorites, fried chicken, collard greens, and sweet potatoes. Just as we take our first bite, my mother asks us, "Where on earth have you been for the entire day and night?" And without a second thought, my brother and I yell, "We saw three movies." Just as my father says, "We went fishing on the lake." The room swelled. The words hung in the air with no one to rescue them. And the only sound that dared to remain was fork scraping plate, fork scraping plate. Thank you.